It's Monday evening over here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio, streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also stream live, download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH. If you would like to make contact with the show today, like to present any questions or make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. Now, my name is Linda Sims, and the name of the show, A Voice of a People. And thank you for tuning in. Like I say, it's Monday, and it's 80-plus degrees in Marion, Ohio. I hope your Monday is treating you good, because Mondays can be one of those days where everything just goes berserk. But guess what? God is good no matter where you may find yourself. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-0939. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hole Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. And I really thank God for my supporters, and I say hello to each and every one of them, and thank you for hanging in there with the Voice of a People. Thank you for those of you who are connected with this show weekly. Please tell your friends and neighbors that, you know, they can be a part of our show. I like to start the show off with a thought for today, and the title is Barriers to Love. You know, we are in the age of coronavirus, and a lot of people have a lot of hate going on, and there's so much going on. We don't know what to say, what to think, what to do. Okay, so maybe this can help all of us. As I read, whatever is in your heart that is not clean, not pure, will ultimately begin to act like a wall, obstructing the natural flow of love. People who say that there is no love in their life are being blocked by this wall. Actually, there is love, but they just can't accept it. Ego is the clearest example of this. Ego limits the flow of love by placing conditions on the love you give and receive. Ego uses love to satisfy its own needs and desires. It produces a love which is deceptive, one which brings only temporary satisfaction. Ego does not allow you to experience true love or share it. In fact, ego is capable of destroying your ability to feel love altogether. Wow. Oh, whoa. That's my first time reading. I'm thinking, ooh. Ego that strong? Woo. Okay. All right then. I'm not going to read it again. It was kind of long. But my guest today is Kiana Revere, and I'm so glad. She was such a busy woman. It's been a year or so since you've been on my show, hasn't it? Yes. Mm-hmm. And how are you today?
I'm doing good, and you, Miss Linda?
I'm doing fine,
It's always a pleasure, so I thank you for allowing me to be on your show today.
We missed you. Yes, we missed you. When you said, well, I'm getting rid of some of this stuff I'm doing, right. I said, okay, I can get her back on. Yes. All righty. So how's Monday treating you today?
Monday is a good day. We were up and early and at 'em. This morning I got the kids up. We got motivated early, especially, you know, with being in quarantine since March, or partial quarantine, I should say now. Right. Everybody just kind of has been relaxed, and they're just been marching to the beat of their own drum. So I was like, no, as a family, we're going to get up early today. We're going to get dressed. We're going to get up and conquer some things together as a family. Because it's usually me running or Mark's running, you know.
Right.
And one of us right home. I was like, nope, we're all just going to go out together, take care of some bills, and, okay, you know, get some things done. So
that's good.
It's a pretty good Monday.
That's good. That's good. So everyone was all aboard with
everybody
you then?
Was all, well, the kids, you know, they come kicking and screaming. They want to be at home by themselves. And right. I'm like, no, you guys not are today. Not old enough. And my 9-year-old and my 11-year-old, they think they're turning 21, so...
You know, when you're around people, and like when you first started coming back to VITM, and they were so little, and I looked down there a couple, well, maybe a month ago when we first started going back into the sanctuary, and I looked down, I said, who is that down there with Kiana? I'm thinking, that was your daughter.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, oh my.
She's almost the same height. She's only like a few inches, and I'm... And then my son, he just sprouted out of nowhere. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. We talk about how fast it happens and how fast they grow. And I'm one of those moms, like, I'm still, like, you know, cuddling. And, and my son, he loves cuddling, but he's not having it. You know, he's a big boy. Just don't do it in front of everybody, Mom.
Right, right.
Just when we get home.
Yes, absolutely. He'll miss that.
Yes.
When he grows up, yes. He'll miss that. Boys need that, though. They need so much from their mothers.
Yep,
you know, and it's that cuddle. It's those kisses. It's that building him up, his self-esteem, and making him, he's
That's
your man,
right. That's
you know.
Man.
Yes, yes. And they need that. I saw something on, I think it may have been on Facebook, about how much a young boy needs their mothers. You know, I sent it to one of my daughters, well, two of them. And you'd be blown away.
I know. And it's like, I want to raise a loving husband. You know what I mean? An
affectionate
husband. You know, not, and I think sometimes we're so worried about the strong side. I can't teach him how to be a man, you know, side. But,
right, right.
You know, I can teach him how to be a loving husband and a loving father.
Yes,
you know.
Can. Yes, you
and,
can.
And to make sure that he's a spiritual warrior, you know, for his home. So I look forward to every opportunity I get. And I'm always like, Marquise, come here. Now, if I say it soft, he's like, uh-uh, Mom, you want a kiss. So now I got to be like, Marquise, can you come here? And then he'll come. And then I'll hug him real tight. I'll kiss him and be like, oh, you tricked me. But I want them to know that's already coming. You know,
oh,
every
yes.
opportunity.
Absolutely.
Especially these days, you know, every opportunity I get.
And when you think about the days that we live in today, like I said earlier, the age of coronavirus, the age of civil unrest in our country, and everything was closing down.
Yes.
And the way it looks, things may be closing down again.
Again.
I don't know how the extent that it's going to be, but everything is so unsure.
Yeah.
Even though there was a time when we thought we were pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
But God has a way of letting us know. Just don't know, do you?
That's right. That's right.
Only I know.
That's right.
I know what's going on. So I know you was talking about some of the things that your young people in your home listen to on TV as far as civil unrest that's going on. I mean, we're also in the middle of a debate as far as the next presidential election coming up, and things are havoc.
They are.
Things are topsy-turvy, and it's upside down, and how do you talk to your children about these things?
A lot of times I either have to pause or I have to turn the TV off. I know one thing that I know, and one thing, you know, that Pastor encourages us is we still have to stay in tune to what is going on. And here recently, I felt, you know, on that level, because when I tune into what's going on in the world, it's just, I'm tuning into a lot of negativity. And even though I know I need to be aware of the situations that are going on, whether it's in my backyard, you know, whether it's locally, whether it's on a national level, with everything going on lately, it's just been so hard. And I said, you know what? God had to tell me right now, I just need you to tune into me.
Amen.
And, you know, and that's what it is. It was just tuning the world out and tuning into God.
Yes.
And trying to be a clear voice. And one thing that I always go through, God created me a new heart, renewing me the right spirit. So when you word, you know, when you just read that post that you had,
barriers
it just touched
to
my
love.
Heart. 'Cause yes, I'm like, that's what I need. Creating me a clean heart. Renewing me a right spirit. I want to see things with your eyes.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Give me the eyes to see. I want to be that person with ears to hear. And with my children, it's not involving them at a level that the world wants to tell them. It's my husband and I sitting down having a conversation.
Right.
So when I turn on the TV and we can't even get through a commercial or we can't even get through the news without something inappropriate being said or somebody being bashed or the name calling.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's like, right, okay, right. God, you know, and it's like my kids know this is not the way God wants us to behave. And these are adults that we're listening to.
Right.
You know, and you guys are, and they're looking at, well, they're grown and they're saying mm-hmm. what they want to. Mm-hmm. This is not the way we behave. This is not the way God has trained us up. And everything that we say and we do, it has to be in love. And
true.
It has to come from a place of love.
That's true.
So just trying to educate them, you know, in that way, because they're hearing things and it's breaking their heart. And if they're not, you know, hearing it from the news, you know, they're hearing it from other friends in the neighborhood mm-hmm. that are talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody else giving them their spin. I want them, this is the way God sees it,
right.
you know, and our ways aren't his ways. And this is the intention, you know, that it's supposed to be met in. And,
right.
you know, just trying to give them a more positive perspective on things that are going on.
I understand that. We all need the positivity.
Yes.
You know, find it somewhere in the bushel, in the madness and the turmoil that's going on. And I, too, think that God is wanting his people mm-hmm. take a rest.
Yes.
Take a step back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Into me, see.
Into me, see. Amen.
You know, look yes. at me.
Yes.
You know, look at me. And I went through... I was kind of upset about the fact that people were so upset
yeah.
that statues were coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God says, don't put no other idols
before me.
Exactly. Don't you bow down to them as stone and wood. He said,
yes.
this is the end of this.
That's right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and he's using things that are going on in the earth to accomplish his will. I mean, how dare you? Because some of the things that they represent,
yeah.
why would you want that to continually ride throughout the United States?
Exactly.
White supremacy,
mm-hmm.
slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was President Lincoln's statue and a slave bending down at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. But yeah. you say, get over it, get over it, move on. This is how can we
mm-hmm.
move on?
As when
it's, yeah, when it's mm-hmm. steady in our face.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about the past. We're talking about right now.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Still being killed.
Mm-hmm.
Still being oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
Still being taken advantage of.
Yes.
One way or the other, you
mm-hmm.
know. Whether it's mass incarceration
mm-hmm.
or being arrested
mm-hmm.
or drugs
mm-hmm.
that we didn't even put on the street. Where'd they come from?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're in our neighborhood
mm-hmm.
for our young people to get their hands on.
Yes.
You know, we just have to pray
yep.
that our younger generation
mm-hmm.
do not see a future there
mm-hmm.
as quick money, easy money, but you don't even get a chance to spend it good.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
that's
and
right.
the time that they have to spend paying for that
mm-hmm.
is just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you.
Yes.
Being a mother, and I thank your husband for being a good father
mm-hmm.
and leading his son the right way.
Yes.
It's so important. It's just so important. And when we think about how the man was taken out of the home,
mm-hmm.
how our families were separated, I'm talking about a century ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
mm-hmm.
where our families could not have that strength
that
or
structure.
That bonding, you
mm-hmm.
know,
absolutely.
Of the man and a woman rearing the children.
Mm-hmm.
And here, ours mostly run amok.
Yeah. And then knowing that we are given an incentive to not bring them back in the home.
Isn't
and
that
just,
something?
Yeah, understanding how important family is. And for every child to be able to grow up and see their mother and their father, you know what I mean, in the home. And standing for that, standing
yes.
for family.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
one thing that I definitely am, definitely pro-family. And it's crazy because it's no matter what mistakes, you know, our parents might have made,
true.
We are still better people today for the good and for the bad.
That's true.
And, you know, that's something that I always have to remind the younger people that I'm speaking to now, you know, I'm not going to get this right. I'm not going to get this perfect. My kids will tell you, especially during quarantine, Sister Linda, I got a shirt that I wear that says, you pray, repent, yell at the kids, pray, repent, repeat, hashtag quarantine. I mean, I was repenting every day during quarantine because I'm like, Jesus, this is not where you want me to be. Like, I'm a college graduate, but I cannot help them with third grade math. I cannot help them with fifth grade science. Like, I need something to open up. Can we do this the right way? Can we reopen?
Right.
And it was so funny because the teachers were like, well, you had to survey. Well, how did you enjoy your online virtual experience? I'm like, are you serious? Y'all better open up them doors in August. Because there's not going to be nobody alive. My husband can't help me. My kids think I'm crazy. They're calling me mean. Yes, I'm yelling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just got to, like, one day I woke up and I started crying. I was like, I don't want to go to school. And I was over it. And I always appreciate the teachers. Mm-hmm. I love the teachers. And, you know, I always make sure my kids got special notes for them and special gifts and just a card, even when they're not expecting it. And now I'm like, look, I'll pay your house payment. Do y'all kids need clothes? Like, what do I need to do to make sure y'all all are teaching in the fall for my babies? Like, what can I do? Car note need paid. What do I need to do? Because your job, and I couldn't imagine the teachers and then having to do it online from home while their children are at home. So it's like, was anyone even thinking, like, how are their kids getting educated if they're not old enough to educate themselves? And then you had the teachers all day, every day online with our babies. So, oh, Lord.
I know it had to be in a handful.
Oh, yes.
You know, for them to, at a snap of a finger, they had to, you know, move and motivate themselves and get these packages together and decide how they were going to teach.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I have a niece. She's a biology teacher.
Oh, wow.
She ain't no bigger than this. Oh. She weighs 90 pounds.
Oh, little thing.
And she was here when Wendy passed away, Wendy Weiss.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm just looking at her, and I'm thinking, how do you deal with... She's in middle school. How do you deal... I know those kids are... Swallow her.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. But she is so smart. She's bilingual.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Beautiful.
And she's so smart. But she bought her kids, I guess for Christmas, all on a laptop. So.
Oh, wow. Yes. So that was right on time.
Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was perfect timing.
But she's concerned about... They want the kids back in school. But they're concerned about the adults.
Yeah.
How are they going to do the social distancing?
Exactly.
And how are you going to keep us all safe? Yeah. You know, and it's a big
strain. And nobody
knows. No.
Nobody knows.
No.
But and that's this, like you said, that's, you know, the scary part about it is the uncertainty.
Right.
You know, and then my heart goes out to all the, you know, frontline workers that haven't had a break.
I know.
You know, so when I'm looking at, when I'm going into Walmart and I'm going into Kroger's, you know, and when I'm pulling up to McDonald's because I was like, I can't cook another day. You know, I got to get out the house, go somewhere, do something.
Right.
And it just breaks my heart, you know, and just everyone in the medical field and nobody knows, you know, we're all just, you know, taking it one day at a time. And
that's true.
And we're praying and we're trying to safeguard as best as we can because, you know, it's a real deal. So it hurts my heart when I hear people talk about, you know, oh, this is, you know, it's nothing but a hoax. No, it's real.
It's not a hoax.
It's real because I got so sick, you know, at the beginning of the March. I knew I was checking out and my husband had to plead the blood of Jesus over me. I was sick for about 11 days straight.
Wow.
You know, and
praise God.
Yeah, praise God. To God be the glory. And I didn't have any of the symptoms that they were talking about on the news. I didn't have the cough. I didn't have a sore throat.
Wow.
You know,
no fever,
I didn't have
nothing?
A fever. I didn't have any of that. I didn't have trouble breathing. And I was sick for 5 days.
Okay.
5 days before I even started. And it was just body aches. I ached all over.
Okay.
And there was a lot of pressure in my right eye. But that was before any of that was even stated. And so for 5 days straight, I was sick. And on the fifth day, that's when I started running a fever. But it wasn't a high enough fever, you know, to get tested. And it was the fifth day when I started getting short of breath.
Oh.
And, yeah. So I was like, I understand we're doing, you know, we're testing everybody's temperature. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. in my case, if that's what I had, if it was the coronavirus, mm-hmm. I was sick.
Yeah.
And it still took 5 days for any of that to show up in my symptom, you know, in my system. Yeah. So, so it's a real deal.
Yes, it is real.
And, you know, I think we all know someone that has lost their life, you know, due
true.
To it.
That's true.
And so it's close to home, too. So we just need to take these things serious. Make sure we're following the precautions and, you know, just being respectful.
That's true.
Of whatever guidelines are being set. And I get the argument, you know, and people feeling as though they're, you know, we're infringing on their rights. I just want to see everybody make it home safe to their families.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
At the end of the day.
Amen. And, you know, for me to be macho and like we was reading in that little summary mm-hmm. thought for today, ego. You know, I'm so egotistic that I can't wear a mask. I can't mm-hmm. respect other people. I don't really care if they respect me. I mean, what kind of sense does that make? Mm-hmm. Yep. Epidemic.
Epidemic, that's right.
You know, this is epic proportions. Mm-hmm. You know, we're even Ohio's back on the rise. What are we supposed to do?
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, I guess I still try to stay home as much as possible.
Yes.
I still wear my mask. I mm-hmm. do my sanitation on my hands. I mean, I think I'm like a lot of people. I'm not really afraid, but mm-hmm. I'm very cautious.
Cautious. And I think that's the right way. We know the Word of God tells us that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We have to be cautious.
Yes.
We don't, you know, we're not going to live in fear.
No, you can't do that.
We're not going to sit and worry, you know, mm-mm. but we are going to be cautious because... Right. We want everyone to be able to return home safe to their families.
Right.
You know,
right.
and their loved ones. So that's one thing that's always key with me. And, you know, when I'm educating my babies, if I hear my son come out that bathroom, get back in there and wash your hands all over again. if I hear that word, go shh. And then go, get back in that bathroom right now. And he's just like, oh, my goodness. And it was so funny because I thought I actually made myself sick. Like, you know me. So at a minimum, I hug around 300 people per week. It's been that way with the studio. Okay. I have over 100 families, you know,
that are
blessed to be able to come through those doors. So before the coronavirus hit, every person that comes through that door, I'm hugging them. I'm hugging the babies. Mm. That's just me. That's always been a part of me. I love to touch people.
Right.
And so that's just at the studio. That wasn't even when I got to church. So I think I had the strongest immune system ever. I said, and then we home quarantine, and that's when I get sick. I don't know if it was because I was killing my family. I mean, I was spraying Lysol. I was wiping down the walls with bleach water because that's how we were raised.
True.
And it was
true.
Even more bleach in the water.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we wash our dishes with bleach anyways.
Yeah.
I put a little extra bleach in there. I had Lysol wipes. Everybody had hand sanitizer. And my husband and them started choking like the second week.
And
they're just like, babe, my husband was getting sick. He said, you stripping away all the germs that we need. That's why we're in here, like, getting sick. Like, and I was like, did I make myself sick? Like, I had to honestly sit and think. And he's like, why are we doing it? And it's just us. Nobody's coming. And I said, oh, Jesus. I wasn't even thinking about it. You know, I have a little mask and my gloves and everything.
And you weren't alone.
It didn't even dawn on me, like, wait a minute. There's nobody coming here. And we're not leaving. Mm. It's just the same four people. Like, God, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And I don't think I was the only one because I'm laughing at other,
you
know, people that were, I'm just doing what they told us to do, you know, because I want to be, you know, responsible, you know. So, yeah, I might have made myself sick.
Well, my daughter, she ended up with it.
Oh, wow.
She worked at Heartland.
Oh, wow.
And I was with her the day before she tested positive.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had to go on 14-day quarantine, and she was on 14-day quarantine.
Wow.
But she was the skeptic. Oh, Mom, you can come over and visit. You know, you...
Yeah. You're like, baby, I'm good.
Right. She said, like, they said, I'm paying attention to her. She's the nurse, right?
Yes.
So she should be the voice of reason for our family.
Yes.
I go over there. She's sitting right up under me. We all on the laptop together on the Zoom meeting, right? And the next day she tests positive. And her daughter says, Mom, no, if you don't live in the same house, you still they still want you to be cautious. Oh, don't pay no attention to that. Yes. Very next day, she has it.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Mom, I tested positive, and I told them you were here.
Ooh, so now they got my information.
They called me up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they called me up because it was just... It was too close.
Too close,
and
yeah.
I could have had it too, you know. Yeah. So, like I said, you're not the only one. She was always, well, I need some wipes. I need some Clorox wipes, some Lysol wipes. Uh-huh. And she was spraying and wiping and all that. But she the one ended up with it. She's the one.
Wow.
So, now Keanu Revere, she is a founder and director of Diverse Moves.
Woo-woo!
Right?
Yes.
Yes, she is. So what does this mean for Diverse Moves?
Well, the crazy thing is, like, I tell you, God has been so good to me. He's been so good to, you know, our dance studio. We were actually blessed to receive the PPP and the EIDL loan that the president has signed off on. So as far as us getting our overhead taken care of, that was taken care of for us with the time off. And my staff was still able to be paid during the time off. And we're normally closed during the summer, or we only open up one night a week. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For our summer families that come through, or babies that can't dance, you know, throughout the rest of the year. So, you know, God was really good for us, but we opened back up. We opened in August.
Okay.
So August 3rd, that's when we'll open up our doors. And of course we have we're gonna follow the CDC guidelines with making sure we have everything in place. The only thing that of course would change with Diverse Moves Dance Studio is that normally families would be able to come in and view. They were able to view the dance classes. So unfortunately, moving forward or until further notice, we won't be able to do that. So which for majority of our parents already, they're like, it's okay. We just want our babies back. We want our babies involved. We want our babies doing something.
Right.
They miss you. And we're family, you know. So more than anything, it's, you know, a family thing. So 6 foot social distancing. We had to remove the chairs from the waiting room because now we got to use that extra space as dance floor space.
Right.
And just like we were doing before shutdown, sanitizing when they're coming in, sanitizing when they're leaving, 15 minutes in between every class, we got to clean and wipe everything down. So, you know, a lot of work, but it's worth it, you know, to make sure that our babies, you know what I mean, are going to be all right. And things that would normally be frequent touch, we had to go in and remove. So, like, toys that we would have, and we got two levels. So, we have the first floor, and now we have the second floor, which we had just expanded last year, which God had blessed us with.
Okay.
So we're not just a dance studio anymore. We also offer tumbling. So we offer beginner's tumbling, for ages 3 through 12. So now that was our second floor, and that was a blessing because we didn't even know the second floor was there.
I didn't even. In your regular place?
In our regular place. Back in the, when we first opened 16 years ago, there was a bathroom.
16 years,
I know. Can you believe it?
Me.
God is so good. So there was a second floor that we would go to use the restroom, and it was a creepy floor, and it was scary to get up there, so they built a bathroom downstairs for us.
Uh-huh.
Well, I never knew on back behind all of that was space. So we got more than double the space, you know what I mean, for a great price. You know, God has been so good to us. So it was, so then that even allotted for even more families to come in, you know, and be a part of the, you know, studio. And then we were able to open up, you know, and offer other, you know, family members their positions there to help, because I'm like, now we got two floors to manage. So, yeah, God has been good.
He is good.
So, yeah, we're going to be doing our regular season. We open back up in August. That session will run until December. And then we open back up in January. That session will run until April.
And I can remember you talking about and worrying about extra space.
Extra space. Yep. We've been, and it's so crazy. I always thought we would move out.
Right.
But God was like, no, I'm taking you up.
And that's something.
and I knew I was never supposed to move from where I was.
Because
it was prophesied I would be where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But the prophecy came from us being on the front end of the building.
Right.
And, you know, we're still tucked away in that corner in that back, you know, hidden from everything. That's why I know it's a God thing. When you're coming there because God sent you, even if you don't know it, because you can't find us.
Right.
You know, there's no way to find us. You have to be looking for us on purpose. You know what I mean? To find us.
Right.
So, you know, I always thought it would be the front end, and God was like, nope, I'm taking you up.
You want something.
And I think it's because the bigger we get, the louder we get for him. I refuse to be a watered-down Christian.
I know, that's right.
You know, and I told God, and, you know, if in my former pastor, Pastor Curtis J. Mitchell, you know, he was my very first pastor, and he said, you keep God
Christ
first.
Christ Missionary.
Yep, Christ Missionary Baptist Church. He said, you keep God first. He's going to take care of it.
Amen.
And that's one thing we did. We keep him first. When they tell me to be quiet about, you know, getting on there and play, I get louder. No matter what stage, don't hand me a mic. Because if you don't want me to say anything about Jesus, then don't even give me the mic. Because that's where all credit goes to.
Amen. Absolutely. You know? Yes.
So, yeah, we are so excited. I can't wait to, you know, get my air hugs. I always want to stay love on those babies, and I know I gotta be, and everybody's always checking on me.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm getting text messages. God, Miss Kiana, how are you? Oh, you know, I know you can't hug anybody. My poor babies, I'm just hugging them all day long.
Much love.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Mommy loves you.
Yeah, mommy loves you.
Nothing wrong with that. At least they're yours.
Yes.
And they know they're loved. You know how important that is?
I know.
Oh, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can get so busy with our own lives, our own agenda. I have to get this done and that done, that you're running like somebody crazy, a chicken with the head cut off. And you forget about your own family.
Yep, your own family.
You know, your husband, your kids, like, see you later. Mm-hmm. What time you? Oh, I'll be back in a few minutes, maybe a couple hours or whatever, you know.
Yep.
And then you're too tired.
Yeah, and then you're too tired. That's right. And I'm like, oh, no. And it's funny you said that, because that's what God, you know, let me know. I just got to reprioritize things. You seek me, I'm first.
Yes.
Take care of your husband. Take care of your kids.
That's true.
You know, you got a business that's growing. You got to focus on that. And that's your ministry.
True.
And I was just like, okay, God. You know, so there was other things that had to go.
Right.
So I can reprioritize what should have been first. And like you said, I got to a point where I just got so busy.
Yeah.
And, you know, as women, we got to be everything to everybody.
I know.
You know, and, you know, we have a lot of shoes that we feel.
True.
You know, on a constant basis. And it's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the day and being busy. And God has told me for years, I don't need you busy, Kiana. I need you productive.
Right.
And then, you know, because I was like, oh, well, I'm busy. I need you productive, Kiana. I need you productive. Because I got so busy doing good things, I stopped asking, is this a God thing?
Right.
You know?
Instead of answering yes to everything.
Exactly.
I know what you're talking about.
Me, I'm so bad. I'm still bad about that.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, and I'm trying to still whittle down.
Yeah.
I don't need to do this or that. Then here I go. Can you do Yeah.
What? And it's so quick.
No, don't
you know?
Think
and
about
it's like,
it.
Oh, well, you know, it's never anymore. What they say, the polite way to say it is, I'll pray about it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the polite
Give me a
way
minute.
To ease
yeah,
back
yeah.
out of it.
I'll get back with you.
Yeah, I'll get back with you. Let me get. And we got to be better at that. Like,
yes,
well, you
we
know,
do.
Let me think about that. Let me see what I have going on.
Right.
And then I'll give. And for me, it was always like, yes, 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 yes. Even when I knew it should have been no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. God, what is it?
I don't know what that is.
But we got to stop.
Yes.
We gotta
absolutely
stop
we got to stop. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. Even church, I'm like, okay, I'm barely making it on Sunday, and I'm loving Wednesday on
You're
Zoom.
Online,
oh,
yes,
I am. I'm loving that. You know, because I can get in the comfort of my home and still, you know, get Bible
and get
study.
The word.
Yes, and get the word. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's go back to church. Can you do this? Will you do that? Got this meeting. Do you know how many meetings I already have? Already. Zoom meetings, you know.
Yes.
Out to the college, doing this, you know.
I'm Zoomed out.
Yes.
I was like, I'm not logging on to another Zoom.
There's another one tonight, 7:30.
I was like, Jesus, I can't anymore. And then for us, it was burnt out for parents that had young kids that had to be online. Mm-hmm. So my kids had Zoom meetings and they had their Google Meets, which is like a Zoom. So it was just like they had specific times during the day. And then now family that you can't be around and family that you can't see. So then we're Zooming. Right. And then I have my staff for the dance studio and then we were Zooming. Right. You know what I mean? Right. And it's just like, oh my gosh, my whole life is, you know, and it's just like nobody's going to fill up my time anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like you're turning around and looking like, okay, now instead of us meeting everywhere, now we're Zooming every, no.
Right.
No. And, you know, my time right now is God's time. And like I said, even today with the family, like that's a rare thing for us to all get up and
right.
go together, because I'd rather stay home with the babies, you know, so Mark can do the running, or mm-hmm. he'd rather just stay home so I can do the running. And
right.
no, we're all going to get up and we're going to go out together. And our babies, they just wanted to stay in the bed. You know, and I'm like, no, we're just going to, whatever we do, we do.
Everybody going, right?
What's next? Don't ask grown folks questions. We're just going to go.
But that's necessary too.
Yes,
the family, the group, yes. we're going to do something together.
And we just yes. laughed and we just had a great time going from place to place. The conversations was good and just taking our time driving. Like when I was young, my dad would just, you know, put us in the car and we just mm-hmm. ride out in the country.
Oh yeah.
And just take long drives.
Yeah.
And I'm like, one thing with COVID, I think it allowed us to get back to the basics.
And I do too.
You
family.
Know, even though I'm not one of those parents, you know, that with my children being younger and the things that they're interested in, it doesn't cause me to run like
right.
most of the parents run. So it was like no ball games, no basketball games, no practice, no
true.
Cross-country.
True.
You know, it's like now we actually got to sit here and talk and
yes.
look at each other.
Yes.
And like get to
sit
know each
other. Sit at the table
other.
And eat and enjoy your meals.
We
together,
don't have an excuse
know?
To not go to church now. You know what I mean? Because ain't
right.
nothing going on Sunday.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just like it forced us to become closer.
Excuse me.
And it forced us, you know, to become stronger in our word. At least I hope and pray that we took advantage of that time.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you did.
And then relationships for us that were once strained, God has brought about restoration.
Isn't that great?
And I said, oh my gosh, you
That's
are
beautiful.
A faithful God.
Yes, he is.
And
yes,
I was like,
is.
You know, so it's sad that it had to take a pandemic, you know, for things, but I can't complain. God has been
you
so
you know
good.
What, Kiana? I think Well, I know mm-hmm. God was very still
yeah.
not pleased
yep.
with us.
Yes.
And because we had gotten so far away from him.
Absolutely.
And we was just really just going through the motions,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I see you. I hear you. But your heart's not in it.
That's right.
We didn't have time.
That's right.
You didn't have time. Get up in the morning. Okay, we got to be at church Sunday. Okay,
yep.
you got to run.
Yep.
Take care of this and that. You had the teens and all
mm-hmm.
that. No time.
No time.
No time for him.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we are going to have to bend our knees.
Yes.
And get back into fellowship
yep.
with Christ.
Amen.
Because he says, you will not have no other gods before me. And he's bringing them all down.
Yep. Absolutely.
All down.
Everything.
Everything.
And it's crazy, you know, from sports to entertainment.
Yes.
And like you said, you know, from statues, you know what I mean?
Everything.
From people. There's been a lot of exposing.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's when I think he's the separation of the wheat from the tares,
mm-hmm.
you know, is happening. And it's kind of, I always knew I would be around for the end times, but it's so funny because it's like generations before, they're like, oh no, these times are, we're here at the end, you know, how every generation
oh,
before
yeah.
us thought
yeah.
and I'm like, no, because everything's happening simultaneously.
It sure
like
is.
God. And I think sometimes we could get so caught up in, you know, the state of the world where we need to be checking and making sure that our loved ones know where they're going to be spending eternity.
That's
we
true.
Need to make sure our neighbors know, our friends know where they're going to be spending, you know, eternity. And that's just been, my mission. I know people, I would have people running from me because they knew when they saw me, I said, ooh, let me get underneath their skin like my grandmom did, if not even worse. Because God, I just want to fall in love with you like how she loves you.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
When you see me, you know it's going to be something about Jesus. So if you don't invite me. Don't come my way if you don't want it.
Yeah.
And now to see some of those family members and friends and neighbors like reaching out to us. Because now they
want
answers.
They know where to go. They know where to go.
I want to know him like
yes,
you know him.
Yes, yes.
Oh, come on.
I know, that's right.
This is how we can start.
And it's like, okay, time is slipping away.
It is. Yeah.
You know, like the Lord was saying a couple years ago, hell is widening.
Yes.
Widening every day. People are just walking off the cliff right into hell because where's my church?
That's right.
Where are my people at?
That's right.
Oh, we somewhere else doing something else. Mm-hmm, you know, don't even have time to do God's work.
Absolutely.
You know, and losing the world.
That's right, losing the world.
Losing the world.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's important? What's important?
Yeah. And mine is definitely not winning any arguments or any debates.
No.
And I think that's one thing how we've gotten so ugly. To where you can't even tell the difference between the church or the world anymore. We've just gotten so ugly.
I was laying there in the bed this morning, and I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
We've gotten so far away from the purity and the holiness of God, of His sanctuary.
Yeah.
You know, what are we doing?
Exactly.
We don't reverence Him like we used to.
No.
You just didn't go to church any kind of way. You just didn't. I didn't care
anything.
What the mode was,
mm-hmm.
or the fad or the fashion.
Yep.
You just, you know, you wore a certain type of apparel to God's house, mm-hmm. but it was honoring Him.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I think, where is all that at?
Yeah.
So in doing those things, it took us farther and farther away from Him.
Compromise. And
yes.
Ones.
Yes. Yes.
I can remember I was going to church, me and Jerice, and it was when we first got saved, and Grandma didn't want us in Mary. Like, we were rough, you know, but she had been praying, you know, and the prayers of the righteous truly availeth much, because when we got here, she didn't want us here, and it took her a month to say, okay, y'all here, and God told me, I gotta let y'all come stay with me, because that's what I've been praying for, is y'all's salvation, but if y'all come with me, y'all going to church, and we're like, okay, Grandma, you know, whatever, and I remember us walking through the door, we didn't have the right stuff to wear, and you don't show your shoulders in church. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? And when you go to sit down, and if your hands, you know, if your dress, you know, where your hands fall, if it doesn't fall past you ain't wearing that. And if you got to pull it on it and tuck it and pull it down, you shouldn't have it.
That's
like,
right.
She, and don't you chew that gum. If she saw us chewing the gum, I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, and like, you're right. We don't see that.
The reverence
anymore.
Isn't there.
It's not. And she's like, you better have an overcoat for that. No spaghetti strap, you know.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
No stockings. You better make sure you have on the right girdle.
Yes.
The right slip.
Yes.
You know, everything.
All that.
Even those basic things. Or even remember we used to walk with our little Baptist finger to be excused.
You just didn't get up and walk out of that church.
Yeah, just get up and walk out. Yeah, and there were certain parts you better not even think about getting
That's
up.
That's true.
If you got to go to the bathroom, you better hold it till the end.
Yes, absolutely. Or go when we get here. You got to use the bathroom. You better go while I'm asking.
Because
you won't go later.
You won't go later. That's right. So
but
the
yes,
reference.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. You know, but we... It may have slipped our mind, but has not slipped His mind.
Yep.
You know, He does not want us to look like the world.
That's right.
Where will the world go to find Him if the church is looking like the
Just
world?
Like it. Amen.
Don't know.
Yep.
They don't know, Keanu. Amen. I'm like, Lord, I'm so glad, you know, I was listening to this pastor. And he's like strict.
Yeah.
Young guy now.
Yeah.
But he's like strict.
I love it.
All the way back. You know. But it brought me to the conclusion of looking at myself.
Yes.
How I present myself at church and how others present themselves at church. Mm-hmm. But me first.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know, me first. Always
Ooh.
Me first.
Ooh.
So I thought about it. I said, well, I can tone some things down, you know, because...
Get our house in order.
Yes.
Get our house. And it's so crazy. I had read something because you're right. You hit it right on the dot. we're so busy sitting around complaining about what's going on in the White House, right? And in government, and God is telling us, get your house in order.
Amen.
We can't, before we quick to point the finger and place the blame, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's on a local level or a national level, we got to get our house in order. So when you said that, I was like, oh, thank you, God.
Yeah, me first.
Right. Me first. Before I can even, wait a minute, what I got going on here, before I even think to open up my mouth.
Yeah.
And when I am opening up my mouth, you know, it's out of place of wisdom, knowledge, understanding.
Right.
It's not coming from a place of being condescending.
True.
You know what I mean? And it's not meant to be ugly or vulgar, you know, but in love.
And I had to remind myself, Linda, speak life and love every situation and every relationship. No matter if you about the relationship or what's going on. Yep. We are out of time, Kiana. I have so loved our time together.
Yes, I always enjoy our time.
Oh, and hopefully we talked about everything we wanted to talk about. It's just so much going on. Our aspirations for the future is, I know, follow God, and get closer and closer to Him.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims. Hopefully you enjoyed my guest today. And please tune in tomorrow. I will be having Jeff Porter. We will be talking about expressions of the last days, which we all are we all are aware of now.
Yes,
you know, what's going on? You know, Bibles are selling like pancakes right now, they say. Best sellers. Yes, absolutely. So please tune in tomorrow, same time, 4:15 until the top of the hour, 5:00 p.m. So until next time, this is Linda Sims, the voice of a people. Be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, from broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or...
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a... ugly face looking at you.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets on some...
Yeah, if they put somebody good-looking on there.
Oh, dear.
Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead. What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in and did the wife thing there, but...
He's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about it?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down.